Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly finance news wrap this Thursday, the 18th of December, 2025. Starting our roundup today, we have an important regulatory change from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA. From February 2026, they will be placing a cap on high debt-to-income home loans, limiting them to just 20% of all new lending. This impacts owner-occupiers and investors alike, although new developments are exempt. APRA aims to safeguard against high-risk lending with this new regulation, a fresh change since the last one in 2017. For borrowers, it's a timely reminder to reflect upon their financial circumstances, particularly with speculation swirling around a potential rate increase. This move is in step with the concerns expressed by the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, our largest lender. CEO Matt Comyn warns of the steep surge in home loan demand, possibly endangering our long-term financial stability and access to the housing market. With a 6.4% increase in new loan commitments in Q3 and an 18% rise in property prices driven by interest rate cuts and various incentives, this is a market on the move. Therefore, remember to exercise financial diligence and seek the help of consultants to navigate these turbulent waters. In consumer news, Black Friday sales are increasingly casting a shadow over Australian personal finances. These sales, accompanied by persuasive advertising campaigns, have led to a spike in credit card debt. More concerning is the increased use of credit for buying, revealed by the high number of cash advances being taken on credit cards. The National Debt Helpline has registered increased calls about buy now, pay later services, implying a shift towards alternative credit forms. To avoid falling into debt traps this festive season, it's best to set a strict budget and avoid unplanned impulse buys. Wrapping up, we head over to the motor vehicle finance sector. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, has identified some potential issues in this sector. They found excessive loan setup fees and high default rates. To insure yourself against such financial swindles, it's critical to understand the loan terms in detail and make use of resources such as ASIC's Money Smart. In conclusion, transparency and prudence are key in these times of changing home loan regulations, increasing market demand, and growing consumer debt. In all matters financial, stay informed and tread with caution. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for any assistance with your personal or business loan finances. This has been your weekly finance news wrap with Paige Estrotori. Tune in next Thursday for your dose of financial news. Stay safe and make wise decisions.